When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew came asking him privately, "Tell us, when will this be, and what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished?" Then Jesus began to say to them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, for the end is still to come. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginning of the birth pangs." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. I was watching TV yesterday, and they had some science fiction movie on about a disaster, and they broke for a commercial, and one of the commercials was they were going to have a whole day of disaster movies. And I thought, well, how uplifting is that? Not. But don't we get all caught up in that stuff? Don't we love to hear how things are going to come crashing down and things are going to change and things are going to be different, and people get us all excited when they start making us afraid that this is going to happen or that's going to happen. You know, hundreds of people are going to die with the flu. Well, hundreds of people have died with the flu. There's going to be plagues. Well, there have been plagues. There's going to be wars. Well, there have been wars. There's going to be kingdoms fall, and there's going to be new kingdoms rise up, and all of that has happened. And what's happened to us? People are still worshiping. They're still living. They're still trying to understand how they fit into the scheme of things. And if they're still with God, they're still at peace.
Amen.
See, I have heard this scripture preached on before, where people focused on the omens and the wars and the things that were going to happen before Jesus returned. Well, yes, all of those things are going to happen before Jesus returns. But what is important is not for us to worry about the omens or the signs or the portents, but for us to worry about us and God. Do we have a good relationship with God? If we have a good relationship with God, we will have a good relationship with God regardless of what's going on out there. Whether it's a good day or a bad day, we'll still have a good relationship with God. Whether it's an easy day or a difficult day, we'll still have a good relationship with God. Whether we have a good life or a not so great life, we'll still have a good relationship with God. And that relationship lasts for all eternity. Churches come and go. People come and go. The world comes and goes. God comes and stays. God goes on forever. God has been here since before the dawn of time and will be here after time ends. After all of the things that we know are no more, God will still be here. And He says, He promises that if we are willing to be faithful to Him, He will be here with us. We will be there with Him, even at the end of time, even beyond time. We don't understand that. We don't know how that can work. We don't know what God's eternity is like. But we know what God is like because we see Him in what He's given us. We see Him in His creation. We see Him in the love of a child and the faith of a child and in the love we have for each other. And in the peace we have in each other's presence. Even if in times of trouble, we know the peace that comes from knowing that we have people who care about us, the joy that we have when we know that other people care about what we're going through. Even in difficult times, when faced with death or illness, God can transform those difficulties into blessings. If we will but be faithful and let Him. If we try and make things happen, we tend to make the wrong things happen. If we try and let go and let God and let Him guide us as to what should happen, things seem to just go a whole lot easier. I know that's true in my life. When times are tough, I want to fix it. I'm a guy. Guys are supposed to fix things, even when the things that we want to fix don't want to be fixed. My wife will tell you that's true. She comes to me with something that she's concerned about, wants to tell me about, and I want to fix it. She came to me the other day and said she was going to have to work on Saturdays. And I said, well, did you quit? She said, no, I didn't quit. And I said, well, I don't think those people should be doing that to you. And we talked about it. And I realized that they're asking for her help because they need her. She's a valuable part of their work community. And she wants to help. I want her to take care of herself. I want to fix it. That's not my job. My job is to be there for her, whatever decision she makes. And so I try and do that. And it's a lot easier for me to do that when I give my concerns to God. Oh, yeah, I worry about money, too. I worry about the flu, too. I worry about all the things that could happen. And, man, when I watch those disaster movies, I worry about whole new things. They love to make us excited. They love to make us scared. They love to make us thrilled to the, you know, things falling out of the sky and the ground falling out from under people and things breaking and, you know, just, wow. Didn't know that all those things could happen. Now I do. So now I have other things to worry about. But then I think about God and His promises, and I realize that I should have nothing to worry about. Because even if the worst of the disaster movies happened, even if the aliens landed in the churchyard right now this minute, God would still be here and He'd still be with us. Even if the ground opened up and swallowed us, He's promised to be with us for all eternity. All those changes that could happen. The stones of the temple falling down was the most horrible, horrific, awful disaster thing that the people of the Israeli nation of the time, the Hebrew nation of the time, could imagine, that their temple would fall down. Somebody said the church will fall down, we'd be horrified. Well, what do we do to stop that? Well, maybe we don't need to stop that. Maybe that's God's will. I don't know. We certainly wouldn't want to let it happen if we could prevent it. We wouldn't want to encourage it. But what happens, happens. As long as we're with Him, then we have Him in our lives and He has us in His kingdom. That's what Jesus was trying to say. All of these things are just the beginning of a new world. The world changes. It changes every day. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. 9/11 changed it. December 17th, 1944. Sorry, my history is not so good. 41. Pearl Harbor changed the world. We remember those big moments, but the next day the world changed again, but in little ways. Someone gets sick in your family, the world changes. Somebody gets well in your family, the world changes. Somebody goes away, the world changes. Somebody comes home, the world changes. For us, the world changes day after day, moment after moment. But for God, everything is the same because He is everything. He's in control of everything. He is beyond everything. He is beyond everything that we can understand. And He's okay with all that. We need to be okay with Him. And then the changes in the world will be just that. Changes in the world. Our relationship with Him will still be there. No matter who you are, where you are, what you're doing, God is with you. And as long as God is with us, what have we to fear? Not a thing. Not one thing. Because ultimately, that's the only thing that's really important. God. So in our worldly world, in our day-to-day stuff, let's be reminded and remind others. Yeah, times are tough, but they'll get better. And then they'll get worse. Yeah, things are bad. Good things will happen. Bad things will happen. Yeah, the kids today are just going to pot. But some of them are doing really well. We always hear about the bad stuff because that's what sells newspapers or TV time or ad time or whatever. But if we listen, we hear about the good stuff too. Hey, did you hear about so-and-so? He went off to the military. He's doing real good. Hey, did you hear about so-and-so's kid? They went to college. Hey, you know. But we want to get excited about the bad stuff, the disasters, the horrible stuff. Yeah, they'll be there too. But God is beyond all that. And our faith will carry us beyond all that. These little ones will grow up to be the people of the future. Good and bad. Successful, not so much. Happy, not so much. All those things will come to them. But if they have God in our lives the way we have God in our lives, then good things will happen because they will have a good God. Amen.